This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Loveland City Council is setting up a community commission in response to outrage over the violent arrest of a 73-year-old woman with dementia. Councilmember Richard Ball.
We don't need to have this incident leave a lasting negative intent. I think we need to find a way to move forward constructively. I think this commission could get back the trust that we've lost.
The three Loveland police officers involved in the arrest of Karen Garner have resigned. A criminal investigation is ongoing. Coronavirus outbreaks in K-12 schools are still increasing. State officials say more than 2,000 students have been infected in over 250 active outbreaks. Health officials say just this week they identified 900 active outbreaks across Colorado. Recent rainstorms have eased the ongoing drought. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
About 20% of the state is now drought-free in areas around Denver, Boulder, and Larimer County, and in the northeast around Washington and Logan County. Last week, about 60% of the state was in a severe drought that's dropped to about 52%. But things have not improved for the western slope. The Colorado Climate Center reports that April 2021 was the driest on record for much of the west. Swaths of the west are in an exceptional drought, the worst category from the U.S. Drought Monitor. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Central Mountains and Western Slope have a red flag warning until 9 tonight. This is CPR and KRCC.